currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in citywide events. I'm Erica Sanford. Drivers are already reaping the rewards of changes the city made to a busy intersection in December. The capital project at the intersection of 114th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 85th Street added a southbound to eastbound left turn lane from 114th to 85th. It also added a bike lane, a new sidewalk, stormwater infrastructure, and converted the traffic system from an in-pavement loop detection system to a video detection system. The result is a safer, higher capacity intersection that is more responsive to traffic and cyclists. Specifically, the signal helps prevent sideswipe accidents by holding right-turning traffic on northbound 114th while southbound 114th traffic makes a left-hand turn. For all other traffic phases, the no right on red sign goes dark. This is the city's first permanent video detection traffic signal, but it won't be its last. A few years ago, Kirkland leaders decided to convert traffic signals to a video detection system rather than upgrade the older in-pavement circular loop systems. The most obvious result for drivers and cyclists is a more responsive traffic signal that costs about the same as the older in-pavement system. The system at 114th Avenue Northeast and Northeast 85th Street comes with another benefit. It can count cars. And that ability eliminates the need for costly traffic counters, which are essential for monitoring how regional traffic trends, such as tolling on the 520 bridge, affect Kirkland. The 85th Street and 114th Avenue project was the last in a long list of improvements the city pursued in 2011. Throughout the year, Kirkland workers repaired or improved the city through 10 different projects. They eliminated sinkholes, created safer school routes, and alleviated flooding potential. Here's a look back at some of those projects. The improvements with the broadest citywide impact were the annual street preservation program. Using slurry seal to extend the life of roads in mild disrepair and new asphalt surfaces for roads in greater need, the city refurbished 24 lane miles of roads throughout Kirkland. Totem Lake has already benefited from the Totem Lake Flood Control Project, which has so far alleviated flooding potential on Totem Lake Boulevard and Northeast 124th Street during rain events. The Totem Lake neighborhood is also the beneficiary of a state investment aimed at transforming the junction of 116th Street and Interstate 405. The Washington State Department of Transportation project will reconstruct the on and off ramps, widen and add lanes, and install sidewalks and bicycle lanes in the area. Rain and sediment were transforming Billy Creek into an infrequent inconvenience for the Finn Hill and Juanita neighborhoods. Combined, they would clog culverts and flood streets. But coordinated efforts between the city and King County to repair the upper reaches of the system eliminated the threat. Billy Creek was causing another problem downstream in the Juanita neighborhood. Sediment had broken through the aging culvert pipe, causing the street to collapse under its own weight and forming sinkholes. The city repaired the sinkholes and eliminated the source of the problem by slip lining the culvert with a high density plastic pipe. The pavement at the downtown intersection at 6th Street and Central Way had worn under its heavy load of bus and truck traffic. But Kirkland used a state grant to renovate this key intersection. Along with improving efficiency and safety, the city provided better access to people traveling through this intersection by wheelchair, by bike, and by foot. Workers also replaced the asphalt with more durable concrete, which can better withstand the impacts of sustained bus, truck, and automobile traffic. With a $67,000 federal grant, the city responded to the growing popularity of electric vehicles by constructing 5 electric vehicle charging stations at City Hall, Marina Park, and in the parking garage below the library. In the 6 weeks between the middle of November and the end of December, motorists have already absorbed 197 kilowatts of electricity and saved 618 pounds of greenhouse gases. Safety and fitness are what encouraged this final project. Workers built sidewalks to 7 of the city's elementary schools, providing safe routes for children who walk to their classrooms. A separate sidewalk safety grant provided for a new sidewalk on 12th Avenue in the Norkirk neighborhood. This project improved a nearby wetland by replacing invasive vegetation with native vegetation and by using permeable surfaces and a boardwalk. To receive updates on 2012 capital improvement projects, visit kirklandwa.gov and type capital improvement in the search bar. They wore jean shorts, top hats, and bikinis, and when the countdown hit zero, they dashed into 50-degree Lake Washington. And Scott Mullett, currently Kirkland's newest alum, was one of them to take the plunge.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullett, here for Currently Kirkland, and yes, it is New Year's Day, and yes, I'm in my bathrobe, and yes, it is my New Year's Day stubble growing, so it must be time for the polar bear plunge here at Kirkland's Marina Park. It's a beautiful day today. It's in the low 50s. We just took the water temperature. It's also in the low 50s. We've got a great crowd assembling to jump in at 1 o'clock, and we're all very excited to give this one more whirl. Happy New Year's.
It feels good, though, but you're pumped. You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. Where's the Rocky?
Where is he? Where is he? Let me at him. Old man cold. Where is he?
It's my first plunge, and one of my biggest fears in life is getting into cold water, so... A little nervous, but looking forward to it.
What inspired you guys to come out today?
I don't know. I've been here before.
Yeah?
And I just...
Stay with my dad.
I just wanted to do it again.
I go in twice. He did it last year, too, though. Somebody asked, why don't you go in twice? Okay. Once you're in, it's really, and you come back out, it's not that bad.
Wow, that water is cold, but what an invigorating experience. Let's go find out what other people thought of this event.
Oh my God, it was freezing, but it was worth it.
Cold,
it was really fun.
It was good.
It was,
great.
It was really a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Wake up, so you're awake for 2012 now?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
And you were able to resist temptation to run out there and join them?
I held myself back somehow, but next year, I'm in.
But this is my first polar bear plunge, and I'm from Kirkland and thought, I got to do it. I just psyched myself into doing it, and it wasn't that bad at all. So
do you think you'll be back again next year?
Oh,
Yeah, I'm going to be back next year.
Right. So you're coming back next year?
Yes, definitely.
All right, well done. Thank you.
I just did it because it's awesome, and if you don't do it, you're not a Kirkland citizen.
So this wraps up the 10th annual Polar Bear Plunge here at Marina Park in Kirkland. We had a huge crowd. Everyone had such wonderful feedback for the event. All I can say is, come out and join us next year. For Currently Kirkland, this is Scott Mullett.
In Kirkland, citizens elect the city councilors, and the city councilors select the city's mayor and its deputy mayor. They do this every 2 years, and last Tuesday, it was time to do it again. Their choice was a familiar one, Joan McBride, the city's current mayor and 13-year councilor, won the tally unanimously. The council also unanimously chose first-term council member Doreen Marchione to be its deputy mayor. 3 city council members assumed the oath of office. Bob Sternoff, Dave Asher, and Toby Nixon each took the oath. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. We'll see you next time.